Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I don't want to disappoint anybody, but I don't know if I arrive yet to do something that I am really like surprised or like I think that I am a really young and novice painter that has a facility to do things, but I think that I need to go to work in depth.
I think art is a form of expression for an artist. It is so personal, it's inspiring, thought-provoking. It's like a language in itself that can be interpreted in so many different ways and I believe can change lives. I am so in awe of all the artists that I have chatted with in this series, and I have personally learned and gained so much from each conversation, and I hope you do the same. So happy listening. Hi, everyone. Today I'm in conversation with Alejandro Ceniero. Alejandro is from Argentina. He's a very, very talented young artist. And he lives, though, he's just mentioned to me that he lives mainly in France. So we sort of during the course of the interview probably get, you know, an understanding of how that happened. But in the meanwhile, I'd like to say hi and thank you so much for being a part of Melting Pot and my special series on artists.
Hi, Payal. I'm really glad to be here with you, and I'm really glad to get to know you.
Thank you so much.
Face to face.
Well, it's not technically face to face.
Video to video.
Yeah, video to video, correct. I wish it was face to face, but anyways, at least, you know, we are having a conversation, and all my listeners and viewers will get to know a little more about you and your absolutely amazing talent. So thank you once again. So let's start the conversation with a little bit about you, your background, you know, of course, you're Argentinian, and, you know, just a little bit about where you were born and how you ended up coming to France and living in France.
Okay. So my background mainly, I think, is villager farmer background back in Argentina, like with all my family and my friends live in the in the village where I live most of my life, that is called Vigan in the south of Santa Fe, and I think that takes a lot of space in my life, because was my first dream to live there. When I was a kid, I born in Rosario, that is a big city. And when I have 10, we moved to this village where my grandparents live there. So we go through the weekends and so on, but my first dream was to live there.
Why?
Mainly.
Why? Why in the village?
Because I saw the freedom of the other kids that they have, that I don't have in the big city, that they could be all time outside doing things together and come back really late at night to house to just get dinner with his parents and so on. And was I was really admired about this, like this freedom that this kid has that I don't. And also my grandparents lived there, and also with these other kids became my friends. They become my friends. So after I have also this attachment to them and to my grandfathers, and so that's really good for me to go living there. My first experience of real freedom of childhood was in this
childhood time. Freedom. Okay, and I guess breathing in fresh air must also have been quite wonderful, because living in a city, you're restricted to that with, you know, the air quality and all of that. Okay, so how did art become a part of your life?
Art, I think it appears when I was in the high school. I remember that once I go with a friend, one of my friends of the village, to see a movie. With Franco, we go to see a movie, and this movie was about a group it was The Doors. And this film was about how these persons that we don't know anything about, they start to make a band and to write and to do music. And for us was like, it's really like this film really touches in the way like if they could, everyone could express themselves like with words and with music or poetry or painting or any expression of art. And for us was like a kind of the first revelation of art exists in the world. Like this is art and this exists and is with a medium to transform the world and to also transform ourselves in this art. And we start a group of rock and roll and the high school, and we start with music. Yes, I started with music. I started singing in a band for like more or less all the high school years and maybe some years more after. So maybe a total of, I don't know, 9 years of my life doing that and writing next to it, and also reading next to it. Like it gives me the curiosity to also
read the
authors that these creative characters read also. So Nietzsche, Schopenhauer, Huxley, so on, and all this in high school. So for myself was really like a boom, like a wow. There's a lot of things to learn in life, a lot of things to explore, curiosity, and go
inspiration.
On.
Inspiration. So you got some inspiration as well.
Yes, a lot of experience. Okay. Inspiration and I think was in a moment of my life that you only have to go to high school, like in your responsibility. So I have a lot of free time to learn and to absorb all this. And we do it on group. Also with the friends of the band and my friends. So that was really great time. And was my first experience. After was literature, after music. The latest one was a painting that I think was the first one in my heart, but in my nature, was always painting, but no one in my life has paintings.
No one's done art in your life. People you knew.
In my family or in my background.
Yeah.
And not only do art, but also we never have paintings in house, or mostly of time is photo of family photos. So for myself was the how do you say, like the the strangest one was painting for myself in art. The stranger form of expression was painting for myself. Literature, I go to found. Music, I go to found. Theater, I go to found. But painting was always like, okay, if you never learned this when you were a kid, it's too far away. Was too far away for myself. Was
yeah,
like,
but sometimes it's not about. Sometimes it's not about learning. Some artists, they learn the techniques and everything, but there are some artists to whom it comes naturally. So like you mentioned, that it was probably always something that was in you, but you just did not know that it was in you, and you explored other forms of art like music and literature and theater before you actually got to to express yourself through art. So, which is art as in all of it is art, but through painting.
Painting, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to your paintings. What kind of paintings do you do, and where do you get your inspiration from?
Okay. Well, right now I'm working, trying to go first through abstraction, and after take it out the form from the abstraction, like working through subconscious, of my subconscious, and discovering what I see, what can I see, what cannot in the painting. And this is more or less the way I inspire myself, because it's I think this is the natural way that I learned when I in my first contact with painting was in this way. So after learning some tools like figurative tools or colorful tools to apply to my work, I try to come back to the beginning, in the creative process, to the beginning. So in the beginning was like I'm looking at it, I'm seeing it, and understand it through doing. But in the beginning is action, after is like a composition, and after is understanding.
That's the format, or that's what your process is, right?
Yes, it's how I found inspiration, because doing this, it's really strange that I blocked, because I think it's in my nature. I work in this way, so I follow the path of the nature of my understanding of painting and form and color and composition, for example.
So, what kind of, so you mentioned abstract, right?
Yes.
So it's mainly, most of your work is abstract. And
I don't know if I define abstract or not. That's the thing, because it start abstract. Some parts is going to be abstract at the end, but you have some figurative also images that are in the abstraction. So I don't know how to define it myself very well, but I think that is, if I have to say, is true expressionism, and with some abstract expressionism.
Okay, and you use acrylic, or what kind of medium do you use for your art?
Oil paintings.
Yeah, oh, oil paintings. Okay.
Yes. Okay. At the beginning, I used acrylics when I was
starting out.
First exploring color
Okay. Do you think travel is something that inspires you for your art? Is it Or is it like, how important is travel for you as an artist in order to create your art?
Okay. I think that travel it is very important. I think in all art, I think like more mostly of the artists that I admire and that in all in music, in literature or painting, they travel a lot. But I think that it's like kind of how do you say equilibrium, like kind of a fine line between be on the on a comfort space like your studio, on your the place where we where you work, on the place where the things happen creatively, and also go to find experiences outside of the studio. And I think in my case it's kind of more like 60-40. I could be 60% in the studio and 40% doing things outside, but because I think that I found myself sensible, so when I go to so
Sensible or sensitive?
both
Both.
so when I go to do something, I'm gonna absorb a lot of experience really quick, like things that mark me, and that I after I think in the subconscious they want to live, and that is also the process. Is that the I think as I saw it in the spiritual way for myself, to passing the experience through myself as a medium, and after through the subconscious, go to painting like that.
Like,
And
yeah,
I think that
that's the process. Yeah,
is my
your personal.
when I this is my interpretation of how I function. And so I go to leave something outside. I go to see my family in Argentina, go to travel to do exhibitions, or go to travel with my wife, or gonna be doing stuff together outside. When I come back, I would like to.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let it go, all this experience through the subconscious in the pain.
Oh.
But after, at the beginning, I don't understand the link between them. But after once that the painting is done, I start to understand. I start to understand myself first. And the first questions that I do is to myself is like, what you do this? And like, what is the, but what this is in link with the other things that's passing through 2 months ago. And you're like, and for myself, it's like a mind blow, because it's a kind of analysis through also painting.
Yeah.
And that's
Yeah.
really funny and scary sometimes.
Okay. So what is for you your most valuable piece of something that you've created which, you know, holds great value for you, which you probably feel like you will never be able to part with. Is there one such art that you have created? And then can you describe what it is? Because, you know, I guess my listeners will not be able to see it. And, you know, but if you can describe and maybe they can visualize it.
Yes. I don't know if I am a... I don't want to disappoint anybody, but I don't know if I arrive yet to do something that I am really, really like surprised or like, I think that I am a really young and novice painter that has a facility to do things, but I think that I need to go through work in depth. I ask to myself also this, as you asked me, Payal, that if once in my life I will do something that I never could replicate it after. But for the moment, I think that it was sometimes like in link with like a physical effort, like I don't know, painting for 10 hours or things like that. But I think if the motivation is there, if like the composition is there, if the work is there, I could do it again. I could always go through this momentum of frenzy in the studio. But I don't know if it has to be only with the painting, but also with my moment in life. Mm-hmm. Like maybe it's more to do with the moment in life that I'm passing through, that's with the composition itself. Mm-hmm. Because at the end, I through this creative process that we're talking about before, I think that if I follow this path in the creative process, always surprise me. And I think I cannot do any of the paintings that I do before again, because they are spontaneous and subconscious compositions that if I want to replicate one, it's gonna be really hard for myself. But at the same time, I think that I'm not so conscious about this. I think that is, I think it's now that you ask me if I have to replicate one, I have one in front of myself, or I have a lot here in the back. But I don't know, because the methodology of work that I use is not like a methodology that has a link with the techniques only, but it's more or less with the moment of life that I'm passing through.
What you feel is what you then convey through your art. So at the time that, you know, you're when you're painting, at that moment, what you feel is what then you say, okay, this is what I'm going to replicate on canvas, and it just flows, you know. And you said that you have this whole process, so that's interesting. So any like two artists that you really get inspired by and who have influenced you? I know you have your own process and your own thinking and your own ability or your own inspiration, but I am sure you have some external influences, artists who, you know, you're really fascinated with, and you think that somewhere they influence you in your art, despite you being an individual and despite your art being your art and, you know, and unique. But are there any artists that you think influence you?
Yes, I think there's a lot of them.
You can name me two.
Okay. Well, I could give you easier. It's like L'École de Paris. It's like was a moment in modern art that between how do you say? Well, in the beginning of the 20th century,
yeah,
in Paris was, yeah, happens a lot of revolution of painting mostly, yeah, and sculpture. And I think that is that this is school of Paris, because you have there all of them, like Braque, Picasso, Cézanne, even at the end you have also Chagall, you have Shamsutin, Derain, Blemac, you have a lot of them, Sadnik, Modigliani, everyone was there. And so I think this, what inspired me mostly is this group of people doing a change. Like, because with the poets, like Guillaume Apollinaire, Max Jacob, others that they are in poetry, or Diaghilev in theater. Well, this happened in this same moment at the same place. And for myself, this is really inspiring. And after, in that école of school of Paris, you have a kind of, for example, I found that if I have to go, okay, I could be inspired by Georges Braque, for example. But Georges Braque or even Henri Matisse, but without like Paul Cézanne or Paul Gauguin, they were never doing such a change. And Paul Cézanne without El Greco, neither. Like it's like a genealogical tree, as I try to see story of art. So sometimes I go through a branch and I see and I saw at the moment of my life, I see like, what they are doing in this branch, like through Gauguin, and after you have the Fauvist, I can learn color. I can learn a lot of palettes from here. And after you go to other branch and you see, for example, Braque and Picasso, and you can learn line there, like perspective line, taking out the perspective mostly. Mm-hmm. And then you go to other branch like Dali and with Raphael, the Manierism, and you said like, here I can learn like softly, like really delicate form and taking care. So I moved through sometimes different, searching for mostly like tools to,
yeah,
express myself. So I search for tools. And but if I have to say, it's like a school of Paris, what inspired me mostly.
Was
Montmartre, Montparnasse at this time. Everyone was like doing stuff. Jean Cocteau, everyone like have this movement.
Yeah, interesting. Why did you move to France from Argentina? What made you make this transition from Argentina to France?
Okay. In fact, this is the beginning of everything that since I found Julie, who is my wife. So it's a story of love, because. And
she's French, is she?
She's French, yes.
Okay.
And so we met each other. I was traveling UK to learn English. Sorry for the disappointment, but I traveled for that to learn English. And after, so I learned more or less, but I found love. And after I go to Spain, and we met with Julie, and for myself was like, was in the moment of my life that I was traveling just for fun, just to learn and to meet people. And we met each other, and that's why after we live 1 year in France, 1 year in Argentina, so on, just when we, and then like in 2020, we just take the decision to come to France to install here, so also I can found a studio. But painting, yeah. I met painting through love also, because if I never met Julie, I will never be in France in 2018. And in 2018, some friends of us that have a boat in Bordeaux, they contract me to do the painting of the boat, the facade outside.
Facade, yeah.
And that was the first time that somebody gave me a brush and paint. And for myself was like, so this is what you feel when you in the action of painting. And was really a discovery for myself. So at the beginning, I was doing like street art in the boat, and after erase everything. And so they told me, and Julie told me, and his family also, that why you don't save them, these paintings, in like a tiny goods or Canva or paper? So that's how I start to paint. True love, because if I always say this, never met with Julie,
clearly that was your inspiration to actually.
Yes,
at the end of the conversation, yes. We have now established who and what inspired you to start.
Yes,
art.
Yes,
yeah. So
yes, my art is like every time that I'm pain, I think on this, think on this love. I think in love when I paint it. I think it is for myself. It's like a memorandum of this every day. I always come back to this boat when I paint, and always come back to this summer when we meet with Julie. And for myself, it's really special in that way. It's like, yes, you could say that is my main inspiration. The other things are like more in the work.
Yeah, you did not say that at the start of the conversation. Anyways, thank you so much, Alejandro. It was really nice talking to you. And your English is not bad. So there's been something out of you spending time in the UK. And yes. And I like the backdrop as well, which my listeners obviously can't see, but my viewers on YouTube will be able to see the... You've got this very nice beams, you know, wooden beams, and the entire, it's more like a little cottage.
Yes, it's like a little cottage.
I can see some canvases, and so that's quite inspirational as well. And I can see your art, which is nicely stacked. And yeah, that's nice. So thank you once again, and maybe, you know, we'll meet someday in France or in Spain or maybe even in Argentina, but good luck to you, and continue to do all the good work that you're doing and inspire people through your art. You know, I mean, it's so if anyone wants to reach out to you, how should they do it?
They could do it through Instagram or with my email.
What's your Instagram handle?
Oh, well, they can search me like Alejandro Señero.
Okay,
I think that is the only one with that name. But at the same time, I want to thank you. For real, this is the first time that I do a podcast about this subject, about painting. also in English. It's the first time, and I'm really glad that this is with you, because you make me feel really comfortable, and yes, you give me a lot of good energy, and I feel really comfortable to talk with you and to explore together the ways that creation flows.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. And it was really lovely talking to you. Thank you so much, Alejandro.
Thank you, Paya.
You take care.
You take care too.
Thank you.
For more weekly conversations, do listen to Melting Pot on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Follow us on YouTube and on Instagram at Podcast Melting Pot. So until the next episode, this is Payal signing off.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.